Well, it is. I agree. I think how is it becomes an issue, and then the kind of rewards and incentives too, right? So if an entrepreneur figures out how, maybe they have a formal process, or maybe they're finding back channels, the company has to then reward and incentivize the entrepreneurs before they go off and start their own organization, right? You mentioned that a lot of industries are being upended, they're being disrupted by large and small players, and entrepreneurship is certainly a path to addressing this rapid change and driving innovation. But how do the companies keep these folks incentivized? How do they keep them in the organization? What are the kinds of things they can do to keep these entrepreneurs engaged and at the helm of their own initiatives?
Yeah, probably here there are three stages. First, you need to find the right motives or incentives to attract people, to get them involved in innovation process, or that they're willing to participate. Then probably the process when you're working together with them on an entrepreneurship project or an innovation project. And I mean for the long term to see, are they committed to stay on board for this project, and is it essential or not? But for me, there are three different stages, and depending on which stage, you might need different incentives or different drivers to motivate that. Well, I think at first, just to get people involved and get to make sure that they're on board with the project or would participate, depends a little bit. But for me, it's a main driver would be the intrinsic motivation to have an impact on the company. So people are maybe involved in the company for a longer time. They from their point of view, they see their things are not optimal. Somebody should take initiative, and they think, I could take this initiative. So they want to have an impact on an organization or an impact even on their industry and so on. So just by being part of the change process here is for them very critical. So anything you can do to motivate, to show like we take you very seriously, you can have an impact here, and you get freedom to operate, to actually do something, that itself motivates people a lot. And maybe to emphasize that, when you go forward and you start executing the project, showing that it's important for the company. So that's the and good indication for me. Like I talked about C-level support or very high level in the organization. We had this company. It was I think it's a very good example for me, where they said, okay, with this entrepreneur, every couple of weeks you will have a meetup with CEO. So a direct line, of course, that itself is already interesting. But I liked the way how they executed it. So it's not like a typical board setup. Every 2 weeks you come back with a report or something, and you have to talk about this. I've seen that a lot in other organizations where it's very formal, and people, entrepreneurs, and are very nervous because it's an official presentation to the board or the CEO or whatever. But here the approach is very different. They said, okay, let's just every 3 weeks I will be at the coffee corner, and around that time, so I'll just wait for you. And if you're there, we'll just have a quick chat around coffee. Just standing meeting there, quickly chat. But it's a very informal thing, but it's an important difference, because in the teams where I see they need to do an official presentation for the leadership team, those people, they spend the 3 4 days in advance with a full team just creating slides and whatever, because it's a very formal process. But while if you're just having coffee with the CEO or something, or it's a very informal way to show, I make time for you, we have a very formal way to communicate, to just to track the process, what you need to have better support. And you know, there are different formats, but show that the company is organized to give you support and to show that it, to indicate that it's important for the organization. That's a very, I think it's a very intrinsic and a very strong incentive for people to be involved, to show their commitment and that it's important. When you move later on to the next stage, sometimes depending on which stage of the project is, you could talk about some incentives based on the actual performance of a project, if it becomes a separate venture or not. Do they actually get shares, or do they get rewarded about potential returns, maybe share of sales or something? It's often a point of discussion at that stage, although it's very difficult to actually execute and make people jump into that model. So it's for us, it's not too common that we see that people actually do this. There's a lot of discussion together with HR or whatever is involved in at that stage, and even the entrepreneurs themselves, they talk about it, that it should motivate them. But also there, we've seen that a couple of times where the company organized themselves to offer, let's say, result-based incentives or part of equity and whatever, where the entrepreneurs could make a decision, or I go forward with this risk-based model and I get a share if things goes well, or I just stay in this luxury position of having a normal wage and benefit package and whatever. You see that's still very difficult for many people to let go of that certainty that there's a good package deal for them and their good benefits to jump fully in into the risk, more risk-based model. Of course, it happens once in a while, but it's not very common, although I see organizations are trying to find the right balance there to motivate people also on from monetary incentives or some extra benefits if things go very well afterwards. So that's this point of discussion. I don't see there's a common, like a very common strategy today. Most organizations are still there's a lot of experiments today at that stage. I didn't see a very good best practice yet, but will happen probably in the next few years.
Yeah, I agree. Just playing back a few of the things that you talked about. One is I was just interviewing an entrepreneur at a very large US-based CPG who said, you know, impact is my equity, right? Because I asked him, what are you doing here? I mean, why don't you go out on your own and try something like this? And he really spoke to that idea of being connected to senior leadership, of having this major impact, because in part they're connected to this very large brand in this case. And that is a huge part of what drives him to function like an entrepreneur on the inside of the big company, in spite of the fact that he doesn't have financial incentives. The other piece, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think for this impact thing, it's something I hear very often. So that's why I share that one. It depends a little bit on the person or individual, but because some people, they're also motivated in terms of recognition. So that's, for me, it's a little bit different than just a direct line to the CEO or management team, but being recognized as an innovator or an entrepreneur, you can do that in different forms, but there's a reason why I think in many cases, those people that were involved in innovation projects, they also become the ambassadors afterwards of the innovation strategy. Because when you become an internal ambassador, you've been put on stage in different events, you visit all different departments, you talk to a lot of different people, and you're able to share what you learned. And just being part of that is being able to share and then being recognized for your expertise or that you're active in this domain, depends a little bit on the person, but being recognized for your role and expertise, that is also important for many entrepreneurs. It's not always. Some people are they're a little bit more shy. They just want to be in the background. But it's something I see more than once. So you see that's it's also a driver for some people. And even for some, they really enjoy it. They want to be when the company communicates about their innovation strategies and their initiative, they even want to be part of the external branding for the organization. And so be on the stage or in marketing material or PR or whatever to show, look, we're part of this new world. So we also do experiments in terms of creating new ventures. And this person, this entrepreneur can be the face of that strategy. So it's for me, it's a double win, even because it links with the motivation of the entrepreneur to be in the spotlight, to be recognized. At the same time, it shows it's very critical and important for the organization because it puts those initiatives at the center of their communication. But also indicate that how important it is. So for me, that could be a double win. But it really depends on the person and what drives them, because you don't want to put somebody out of their comfort zone in a position that they don't want to be in. But still, I think it's a good way to think about some strategies there.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think that signal that corporations give when they put these entrepreneurs on a platform, particularly if they do want to be on that platform, is an important one to help driving the cultural shift that will support the entrepreneurs in the long run. The other thing that you mentioned that I think is important is the idea of informality. I think, you know, as I research my book, there's a sort of a principle we talk about that's support, don't control. And your CEO having coffee with folks is an example of that. In a sense, it's sort of connected in the sense that you don't necessarily have to have a formal presentation. I'm not going to tell you exactly how to present this information to me. I'm not going to tell you or necessarily create a rigid process by which you start to move your idea through to execution. But I am going to provide a loose framework and some guidance and some resources that can help you as needed. And increasingly, I'm seeing as I continue my research that this is really effective. Now, finally, I also agree about the sort of equity model in terms of whether or not that's effective. I don't see a lot of that happening right now. I agree. I have a lot of clients that are looking at models like these. One of the concerns, of course, is that it starts to create a little contentiousness between different employees. Why do you get a piece of the action? I don't get a piece of the action. So I think I haven't seen a model yet that's perfect, but I do think it's important to continue to evolve and study.
Yeah, and I think, see, when it works, for me, it's always based on a very individual basis. It's okay, for this person, in this context, we create a special structure and that person gets shares or whatever. But I've never seen a good structure. I'd say, let's just replicate that for all projects now within the organization or even externally. So it could be a point of discussion that can be discussed based on that specific context and person, but I would not generalize it. I think it's not easy. And maybe also from my personal belief, and maybe it's many entrepreneurs in the end, there's also still, they're focusing on entrepreneurship, but still there's a reason why they're not building their own company and not launch their own venture completely separately, because there's those people, they like to have some kind of supportive entrepreneurship. So it's you are an entrepreneur, but within a safe environment still, with some structure around it. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just the type of structure they like to operate in. And if you really want to push them forward to go all in and take full risk upon them, this often not aligns with what actually drives them. So because if that would really motivate them, they would have started their own business maybe 5 years ago already. So it's part of their profile, I think. They like the context to have to be the entrepreneur, but still in a safe context. So you don't need to push it too hard in that direction, unless of course that individual really demands it. But I would not generalize it for everyone.
Yeah.